Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The blind focus on the routines of life is a trap of this dunya. The obligation of a Muslim is to follow completely and uncompromisingly the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also to establish Islam without to be weakened by the consequences of the execution of the Sharia laws. He must introduce the last revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the basis for the humanity and represent it as the only true order of life, capable of organizing the affairs of life and solving the problems of humankind. In performing this mission, the Muslim is confronted with obstacles and trials that may weaken him or prevent him from legally executing his responsibilities. So he has to deal with how he overcomes these barriers to stay on track and not lose his focus of life. One of the dangerous obstacles are the routines of life that preoccupy a Muslim in a way that he is tempted to lose sight of his true goal. These routines are unavoidable issues that every person faces. However, if a person deals too much with his everyday routines, such as household, family, work, study, career, hobbies, etc., he will find little time to turn to the real meaning of life. Thus, the great art is to find a solution, how to design the routines of life so that they help a person to his gate and not serve on his straight way as stones that make him stumble continuously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following in the Quran about the worldly life. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Know that the life of this world is but amusement and diversion, and adornment and boasting to one another, and competition in increase of wealth and children. Like the example of rain, whose resulting plant growth pleases the tillers. Then it dries and you see it turned yellow, then it becomes scattered debris. And in the hereafter is severe punishment and forgiveness from Allah and approval. And what is the worldly life except the enjoyment of delusion? Surah Al-Hadid, Ayah 20. The deep meaning of this honourable ayah is that the life of this world is a temporary life. Its spring as well as its autumn is temporary. There is much here to allure man, but this, in fact, consists of base and insignificant things which man, because of his shallowness of mind, regards as great and splendid, and is deluded into thinking that in attaining them lies supreme success. The truth, however, is that the highest benefits and means of pleasure and enjoyment that one can possibly attain in the world are indeed short and insignificant and confined to a few years of temporary life and can be destroyed by just one turn of fate. So the blind concentration and focus on the routines of life is a trap for a Muslim in this world. Contrary to this, the life in the hereafter is a splendid and eternal life. Its benefits are great and permanent, and its losses too are great and permanent. The one who attains Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and his subhanahu wa ta'ala's goodwill there will indeed have attained the everlasting bliss, beside which the entire wealth of the world and its kingdom become pale and insignificant. And the one who is seized in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's torment there will come to know that he had made a bad bargain, even if he had attained all that he regarded as great and splendid in the world. So this world is not worth being too absorbed in its affairs. Of course the Muslim should fulfil his duties to his family, his job, his study, and the household, etc. But he should not focus so much on these matters as the capitalist and materialistic world dictates. That he forgets easily that this life is just a test where he must earn satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that his fate and his rizq are already fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim should also remember the wonderful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes how mankind should live in this dunya, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu an, who said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took me by the shoulder and said,
'Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw 'abiru sabil.'
Be in this world as though you were a stranger or a wayfarer." Reported by Bukhari. This life is a trial, and this hadith reinforces and guides a person in how to deal with the trials of this life. The qualities of a stranger is that his main concern will be on focusing his efforts in getting to his homeland, Jannah. A wayfarer is alert and is concerned that he is not taking the wrong path or getting lost, even if he is on the right path. This means that a Muslim should not really be lost in the routines of life, rather he should fulfil his duties on the scale of Islam. Also the Qur'an and Sunnah provide us with guidance in all areas of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا.
The Messenger of God is an excellent model for those of you who put your hope in Allah and in the last day and remember Him often. Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 21. Our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best example for humankind. His, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was also full of routines. His day revolved around acts of worship, quality time and conversation with family, and connecting to the society around him. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was connected to the heart of his family, the heart of the city, and the Qur'an was an inseparable part of his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, combined all his deeds with Islam and the Akhirah. We should know that we live today in a world which is pushing us for success and productivity in this dunya. But all too often we are burning ourselves out, focusing on the wrong things. Often it is so that we set ourselves wrong standards for our lives. A Muslim should always take care of his nafs, so as to not fall into the traps of this dunya. The routines of life that make us forget the Akhirah are ridiculous to our suffering brothers and sisters in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Myanmar and China, etc. Because they struggle with different routines of life, like rockets, bombs, attacks, loss of the family members, famine, oppression and torture. When we consider all these aspects, we see that the most successful in the Akhirah will be the ones who always combine his morning and evening with this real focus of life. A stable Muslim is not the one who falls into the routines of life so much that even he forgets his Akhirah, but also not the one who neglects the routines of life so that he even stays away from the reward of running those routines. Stable is the one who constantly thinks that this dunya is transient, and that one should connect all his affairs with the exit to the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
Ya qawmi innama hadhihi al-hayatu al-dunya mata'un wa inna al-akhirata hiya daru al-qarar.
O my people, this worldly life is only temporary enjoyment, and indeed the hereafter, that is the home of permanent settlement. Surah Al-Ghafir, Ayah 39. written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Amana Abid.